Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As night falls, a gentle breeze cools Tel Aviv, while Jerusalem enjoys clear skies. Haifa is experiencing a mild evening, perfect for a stroll by the sea. Here are today's headlines. First, a Hamas delegation is heading to Egypt for talks on the next phase of the ceasefire. Meanwhile, the IDF continues strikes in Gaza, targeting Hamas leaders. That's according to the Jerusalem Post, just in. Also, Iran is reportedly increasing efforts to physically harm senior Israeli officials. Prime Minister Netanyahu left for the U.S. under the radar, as the Times of Israel reported earlier this hour. Also this hour, Prime Minister Netanyahu is en route to a meeting with President Trump. The two leaders will address significant issues, as reported by Walla 3 hours ago. Separately, Trump and Netanyahu stand united in their resolve to block Iran's nuclear ambitions. Details from I-24 News earlier today. And finally, Netanyahu's agenda with President Trump will include discussions on Iran, Gaza, and Saudi Arabia. This is from Forwards, reporting earlier. Reaction has been swift on social media. Aaron David Miller, a political analyst, noted just minutes ago that both Netanyahu and Trump are adept in diplomacy but are careful not to reveal any discord publicly. Shoshana Keats-Jaskol, a commentator, urged Jewish pride, advising against yielding to anti-Semitic provocations, in a post from 10 minutes ago. UINet Global reported just 12 minutes ago that Israeli ministers have been warned of potential Iranian threats against senior figures. Security measures are being increased. Now for more on those stories, starting with Hamas and the IDF. A Hamas delegation is traveling to Egypt to discuss a second phase of ceasefire negotiations. This comes as the IDF conducts targeted strikes in Gaza, resulting in the deaths of key Hamas figures. The Jerusalem Post suggests these actions aim to weaken Hamas's operational capabilities. The ongoing conflict continues to impact civilian life in Gaza and southern Israel. Turning to Iran's actions, Times of Israel reports that Iran is stepping up plans to target Israeli officials. This development reportedly prompted Netanyahu to travel to the U.S. discreetly. The increased tension underscores growing concerns over regional security. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's visit to the U.S. includes a meeting with President Trump. Walla highlighted the diplomatic challenges both leaders face, particularly regarding Iran. The stakes are high as both nations seek to align their strategies in the region. On the diplomatic front, I-24 News reports Trump and Netanyahu's unified stance on Iran's nuclear program. Their shared objective remains preventing Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. This alliance could influence future diplomatic negotiations in the Middle East. Lastly, discussions between Netanyahu and Trump will also cover Gaza and Saudi Arabia, as Forward noted. These talks are crucial as they may shape future U.S.-Israel relations in these areas. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel's tourism industry faces a crisis as hotel occupancy rates have dropped to 44%. CTEC reports that ongoing conflicts and flight disruptions have stalled recovery efforts. Separately, drama unfolds at the International Bank, where employees requested police intervention during a board meeting. This exclusive report comes from Walla Business. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights a new initiative by the tax authority. The state aims to combat fictitious transactions and black money, building on a successful pilot program. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 12 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.